She was a
Coach Nicutt.
No question. He was a teammate here at Minot Tech, and tough situation, but he was under consideration for that team. I think Timmy Waters actually played on the Canadian team that year, so 80 team. So, but then obviously played against some of the guys, the Broughtons and Stevie Kristoff. Mark Johnson. I think that pretty well that whole 80 U.S. team probably played against most of them in college. So some fond memories of some of those guys. And, Tony Styles, another teammate, I think he went on to play in the Olympics at one point for Canada. So Paulie Jensen, who I played, I believe, in probably the 76 Olympics. So there are a number of guys right around that era that I either played with here at Tech or definitely played against. So a lot of good hockey players.
Next question, Coach. Are we going to be able to keep Mr. Watson and Mr. Roy for 4 years? Two very good defensemen right there.
Well, they're good defensemen, but, I think we should and can, you want to be over-ready. That's the term I use to make the next step. If you're over-ready, you'd like to go straight to the NHL. You don't want to go play in the minors for 4 or 5 years and hope you get the opportunity because you can't come back to college and you're only in school once. And I think those guys are really enjoying their experience here. So you never know. You never say never, but I hope they finish their degree and then go have their kick at the can.
Next question, has Mel been on the other end of a blowout like that?
Oh, yes, I have. So, as a Michigan, that's probably the one that came to mind. I remember we got beat at Michigan State in like 11-2 when some of our defensemen, we had four defensemen on that team that ended up playing in the National Hockey League. They're all freshmen, and they were like -6 and -5 and whatnot. So, when you're in this game long enough, you've seen almost everything, and you've been in probably every situation on both sides. So, I've gone from winning a national championship in overtime to losing a national championship in overtime to blowing teams out when you're a head coach to getting blown out. So, I pretty much have seen it all. So, and some of it I wish I didn't, but that's the game. So I'm an old guy. So when you're old like I am, you get a lot more opportunity to see all those things.
How about this part of the question? It says, from Huntsville's perspective, how does a coach reassure verbal commitments that things are turning around for Huntsville, that they don't lose, games?
Well, I think they've got some tangible, measurable, things that they've done this year. They've got 7 wins this year, and I don't know. I think they might have had a total maybe of 7 wins in 3 years prior to that, and obviously they've had some sweeps at home. I think this year is the first time in a long time they've actually swept teams at home. They've gotten points on the road against a team like Nebraska Omaha, a good team. So there's some measurable things there. And as a coach, you can't get too high when you win and you can't get too low when you lose. So you have to keep an even keel in a game like this or weekend like this. You just, throw it in the dumpster. And just like last year, we got beat by Fairbanks bad twice, 7 something, And after that weekend, you can rant and rave as a coach and be mad at your team, but it won't do any good. All I did, we didn't even watch a video. That's a game I took the DVD and sliced it up and threw it in the garbage can.
I think the team
wasn't sure what was going on. The coach had lost it. But, he's just going to throw that game out and start to prepare because they're in a playoff battle.
Next question, Coach. Can you start Tanner Carroll so they can hear Hancock, Michigan? for Mitch Lake, I guess I'm going to
say that. Mitch,
the question's not from Mitch. They want to hear Mitch say Tanner Carroll.
Well, let's see their senior night, last game at home. We'll see if the seniors can all come out there. So, we'll see if we can somehow make that happen. But just to comment on that, speaking of Hancock or Houghton, Michigan or Calumet, what a great turnout Saturday night after the game, Copper Country Junior Hockey Night. And that's what it's all about. You go back out on the ice and you just see the young people out there. There are all sorts of people out there, but I enjoy watching the young players who are out there all dressed up, whether their jerseys or some had their whole stuff on. And Just the smiles on their face and the interaction with our players. I mean, it's priceless.
They don't want to get off. I had to yell at my son to finally get off the ice.
You could say game ticket, $5, hot dog, $1, you know, seeing a young man's face with, you know, one of their heroes maybe on the ice. That's priceless. You can do a commercial like that. MasterCard could call us and come up and do a commercial. But that's what it's all about. It's a great turnout, and I'm just glad it was a very eventful night. And I know our guys really enjoyed and did a nice job out there.
Do you change anything during those spans, Coach, when it seems they aren't able to score goals? A few weeks back, it seemed they got a lot of shots but couldn't find the back of the net. Is there anything specific you do to try to end those droughts?
No, no question. I mean, in practice, you do some drills, and as you notice, we picked up a couple penalties, I think Friday night, for being, you know, around the goalie too much. You know, you have to be careful, but at the same time, we want to get to the net and do some things. So we work on things in practice. We do different shooting drills, some skill things, and then obviously we talk about it. We show some video. You know, like on Saturday morning, we showed some video on Friday, and we did an okay job of getting in front of their goalie, but you can see it's on video. Our guys, when the shot's coming, they're getting out of the way and standing by the side of the net, and the goalie's going to stop that every time. You have to stand there, and like Thomas Holmstrom, to me, was the best.
Yeah.
I mean, he's standing there, and these guys are wiring that puck at over 100 miles an hour, and he's just standing there right in front of the net, you know, no face mask, or maybe the half eyes.
No,
or
I don't
whatever.
Think he did.
No, I don't think he did, you know. He's just standing there. Pucks
he
are going
like it,
off. Him. Yeah, pucks are going off, his shin pads off everywhere, but I mean, that's, you got to do that. I mean, he was one of the best, so, but we do work on that. We do talk about that a lot.
Is Penn State a possible future opponent?
Yeah, they are. You know, we've had a number of conversations with some teams, and I think we've got some good teams going forward on our schedule, and you're always constantly looking at that. I know Arizona State, we've had conversations, and they're anxious to come up here and play, and we might go down there and play them too. So, I mean, as they start here. So there's a lot of different things going on, but to answer the question, yes, for Penn State.
Do you show the team videos of games after you've lost weekend, after you lost – sorry, let me try that again. Do you show the team videos of the games you lost after a weekend like this to remind them of what can happen if they don't show up next weekend?
No. If I understand the question, is he
basically don't get too high on this 11-1?
Yeah. No. I mean, there's enough in every game where you can break it down to show things we need to get better at, and that's basically what I'm a pretty positive coach. So I like to show things that we need to do to have success, instead of showing things, well, we can't do this, we don't want to do this. I'm more, here's what we need to do. Yeah. We do this, like this, here's what's going to happen. So I'm more positive. Now, having said that, after Friday's game, even though we won, I showed a couple clips like we weren't getting in front of the net, a couple of the clips where we were turning the puck over in what we call the danger zones, because it was happening too much. And the message there was, you know, we might be able to get away with it tonight, but somewhere down the road when a lot more is at stake, and we continue to make turnovers like this, they're going to burn us. And, you know, we're going to shake our heads. So we have to learn from those going forward. Doesn't matter what team we're playing, what the situation is, we have to manage the puck better and do what we need to do to have success. So that's what I do more with the video.
Do you look
now, having said that, more individually, we'll show some individual stuff where it might be a little more critical,
yeah,
constructive criticism we all to the team.
Do you look at the different styles of our goaltenders when picking a starter ever?
Repeat that question.
Do you look at the different styles of our goaltenders, how the style of goaltending that they are when picking a starter? I mean, we've had Jamie Phillips the whole year, so I guess it doesn't.
Yeah, I mean, is that depending who we're playing,
yeah,
or something like that?
Yeah,
I guess,
yeah.
No, not really. No, we stopping the puck is stopping the puck, and you know, there's certain things that goalies need to work on, and you know, we don't really break down the other teams where they're trying to shoot or, you know, whatever. We do certain players maybe on the power play and where they're trying to get the shots from, just so our goaltenders can get a feel for that. But not necessarily, no. We're just going to go with a hot hand, put a lot of emphasis on Joe Sean and Billy McCall, too, who we should start. So,
one more question, Coach. How is Devin Carroll's development coming along?
Outstanding. If you have to, you know, measure from where he was at the start of the year to now, it's leaps and bounds. I mean, I feel really good about him. Like, if I had to play him tomorrow, I would, you know, no hesitation. So he's really done a fabulous job, and I think Coach Sean and him have a great relationship and come a far way. The thing now with Devin is we're considering a red shirt with him, just like we are with Mason Blacklock and Evan Anderson. We're getting to the point in the year where you don't want to waste a whole year of eligibility to play a guy, you know, just a few games, or,
sure,
you know, one game or a couple games, whatever. So we have to be sensitive to their careers.
That's it, Coach. So it's That's all the time we have. Have a great week. We'll talk
7 o'clock, 5 o'clock.
7 o'clock and 5, yeah.
Get your tickets. We'll see you there.
Thank you.